You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Alright, and a couple more. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Wait, should I do one more that's more varied? Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR. Hey, you're listening... Oh, wait, ready?
Yeah.
Hey, you're...
Sorry.
Okay. All right, I'm going to start in 3, 2, 1. Hey, you're listening to A Face for Radio on CITR.
I know we've been through this...
Touring in support of their critically acclaimed album, Walking in the Dark, Canadian Folk Music Award nominees Sweet Alibi come to Vancouver. Sweet Alibi with co-headliner Jada Kelly live at the Rogue Folk Club at St. James Hall on Thursday, November 10th.
It's that time again. Get down, baby, don't draw my name.
Get your tickets for this captivating show, an evening with two of Canada's fastest emerging artists at www.sweetalibi.com and www.darthjada.com.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
All right, hello, this is A Face for Radio, and I'm your host, Eric Coates, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, BC, with our first show post the apocalypse. Welcome. Who knew that David Bowie's death would usher in such a grueling year as 2016? And after, well, I guess early Wednesday mornings and Tuesday night's events, President Trump. I want to apologize, first of all, for when I was in second year and I wanted to be a Twitter celebrity. It was about 3 years ago, four, I don't know. I followed Donald J. Trump on Twitter, and I thought he was really funny because I thought he was a complete buffoon. And tried to start many tweeting wars with him unsuccessfully. So I apologize for helping bring up the hype in the early days. Nevertheless, here we are. I do think it's a really sad moment or sad outcome. I felt for one of the first times to be a part of a truly historic moment on the world stage, but it was not in any way a feeling of being part of a good change, a good step forward. But it happened, and there's no use bemoaning that. It is truly sad that the most qualified candidate didn't win, that we don't have the first female president, and that we might be looking at anywhere between one and four, you know, very conservative justices on the American Supreme Court, setting precedents that will not be good for the majority of people and definitely for the majority of minorities, let alone the optics of the situation, which are definitely less than stellar. But, you know, I guess we just have to think about why this happened and the disenfranchisement that a lot of people felt to vote for, you know, a small-handed demagogic tyrant. So that's, I guess that's where the focus needs to be. Anyway, I'm going to play a new song here. It's a new song by Leonard Cohen, and its title is called You Want It Darker, which sort of feels like the overall sentiment. All right, enjoy.
Dealer, I'm out of the game. If you are the healer, means I'm broken and lame. If thine is the glory, then mine must be the shame. You want it darker, we kill the flame. Magnified, sanctified be thy holy name. Vilified, crucified in the human frame. A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker.
My lord.
All right, that was Leonard Cohen with the song You Want It Darker off of his new album, also titled You Want It Darker. One of the words that you might not have understood that he repeats in the song is Hineni, and it is Hebrew for here I am. And it is apparently what Abraham said to God when he was ready to sacrifice Isaac. So there you go. Before I talk about more complaints about recent events and share my two cents like everyone else has, we're going to play a bit of a rollicking set, not darker set, but heavier. We're going to kick it off with the song Sentez by Swim Team off of their new album Out of the Flood. Swim Team is just amazing Vancouver band, and here they are with an amazing song. And we've got a few more tracks after that. All right, we're back. This is A Face for Radio. I'm your host, Eric Coates. The radio station is CITR 101.9 FM. We just listened to the song Everybody's Got Something to Hide Except for Me and My Monkey, originally by the Beatles off their White Album, but we listened to the version by the Feelies, who were a New Jersey band, part of the Newark, or not Newark, Hoboken scene. So I guess they were also sort of part of the New York scene just because of how close they were in the late 70s, early 80s. That's off of their album Crazy Rhythms, which came out in 1980, I believe. And before that, we listened to the song Nasane, Arbina, off of the album of the same name. And that was by the Mauritanian artist Noura Mint Semali. And that is also off of a relatively new album. Again, the song is Arbina. And finally, and then we kick that set off with the song Sentez by local trio Swim Team off of their new album Out of the Flood. All right. I mean, hopefully we survive the next 4 years without the flood, considering, you know, we have someone who doesn't really believe in climate change as the president of the United States. Also, this selection really showed the power of rhetoric. Just the different rhetoric that has been employed not only this year and in this campaign, but over the past number of years by the right and the left, and the impact that that has had, you know, the talk of government, talk about, different types of identity politics, all of the different types of rhetoric that have been going on and their impact, how they've affected people, who may have traditionally voted one way, voted another. The whole rhetoric around and the narratives around, Hillary Clinton and also Donald Trump. So the negative narratives, and especially around Hillary Clinton. Anyway, we're going to play another set of songs. This one is a bit calmer, a bit quieter. And then we're going to talk a bit more. And I think I only have a little bit more to say on this show. As you know, I don't try to talk about politics too much because it makes me a little uncomfortable, to be honest, to talk about it on the radio. But who knows, maybe this is the beginning of my career as a, political talk radio host. Anyways, we've got up next In a Diamond Hurricane by Lieutenant Frank Dickens off of the recently re-released album Sunburned, now available on LP, long play vinyl format.
Melting all the day away. Shattered glass and morning light obscures the memories of men. Broken in a funhouse mirror, we drift into a voluntary daze. But at night we fall away.
Stole my eyes. Thursday, November 10th, come out for a night ranging from pensive reflection to cacophonous beauty at the Emerald Cabaret. Off of the recent release of her album Objet A, Victoria's Old Girl joins locals Ichuda and Failing. Tickets are $7 at the door.
Tune in every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for the Community Living Show. Join hosts Michael, Kelly, and friends every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. Because you've got a friend in community living and CITR.
All right, we are back. And, of course, the show is a face for radio. I am your host, Eric Coates. We just listened to a few tunes. First, we listened to the song In a Diamond Hurricane by Lieutenant Frank Dickens off his album Sunburned. Then we listened to the song Idyll, the demo version of it by Ichuda off of their upcoming cassette Morning Figure. And finally, we listen to the song Travelers by the artist known as Hick. So, full local set there. And tonight, Ichuda, as you might have just heard, will be playing a show at the Emerald, which is a kind of weird place, to be honest. But I like it. When I went there, I thought it was a cool venue, but it is definitely a little odd. Anyways, I'll be there. I plan on it, so maybe I'll see you there. And, all right, before we get going, these past couple episodes, I've been playing a long interview that I had with some hot jazz superstars from New York City, and because of that, I haven't been able to play a ton of music, but that was sort of the idea of the show, that I play a bit, not just music, play a bit of everything, primarily music, but also try and get interviews and different things on the air. Anyways, this week it's all music, I'm going to say it at the top, and I have a lot of stuff that I want to play that I haven't been able to play in the past few weeks just because of time constraints. So up next, we've got a song by a band called The Wedding Present, who are from England. I think they still exist, but this is a song off of their 1987 album, George Best. I think it's from 87. George Best was a soccer player. The band is from Leeds. It has a great cover. It's just George Best, the soccer player, on a green sort of, with a green background, and I don't know, I find it very engaging. Anyway, the song is called Shatner. It's for, you guessed it, William Shatner, the great Canadian thespian. And I just want to say one thing that's really annoyed me about the response to this election has been the amount of Canadians who, on social media, primarily, because I haven't talked to many people who said this, but I have talked to a few that are saying, oh, I'm so proud to be Canadian. I'm so happy that I live in Canada. Blah, blah, blah. This is great. Canada, you know, this would never happen. Basically, the underlying message being that this would never happen in Canada. Yet, I mean, we're only we're just over a year removed from having Stephen Harper as our president. You know, not as obviously demonic as Donald Trump, but, you know, quite evil under the guise of boredom. you know, under the cloak of boredom that he wore as Canadian Prime Minister for, was it 8 years? 10? Who knows? Well, I mean, I could just Google it, but still. And, you know, right now we're amazed at how someone so vulgar, so blatantly racist and misogynistic and homophobic and so on could become president. And, you know, in Canada, all these people are saying, yeah, this has never happened here. Wait 5 years until Kevin O'Leary is our demagogic overlord tyrant that we voted in, because in the end, we like to think we're, you know, so superior because we have universal health care, although we haven't noticed the, like, rapid decline of the quality of universal health care and the vast failures of it. Here, I mean, it's still great that we have it, but, you know, we don't have PharmaCare. We have, in Ontario, every year, around 1,600 people die a year because they can't afford to pay for their meds that would keep them alive. If that is a universal healthcare system that is functioning and successful, well, hey, I mean, I guess I'm wrong. But I'm just, anyways, what I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of failures in our own armor that Canadians like to, you know, gloat about, especially in relation to America as part of our little brother complex. So what I'm just trying to say is, yeah, the Trump election sucks. And yeah, it's great that we have a cute prime minister who did a number of good things, at least at the beginning of his term, has been failing a little bit recently. In my opinion. And I mean, it's great that we don't have a President Trump, but, you know, don't get too cocky is what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's listen to the song Shatner by The Wedding Present, because sometimes we need William Shatner. Although the song isn't, it's really saying this isn't Shatner, but I mean, sometimes we need him. Enjoy. Right, that is about it for our show today. It looks like we are lucky enough to have Rocket from Russia coming up next, and Russian Tim will be in a minute, so get ready for some punk rock. All right, I'm gonna leave you with some auto DJ for the few seconds in between. Anyway, Rocket from Russia up next. This has been A Face for Radio.